During the Russian-Ukrainian war, the Russian occupation forces failed to accomplish any of the strategic tasks pathetically announced by Putin in his 23 February speech. To reduce the consequences of future political and criminal responsibility, the Kremlin is trying to blame the commanders of the occupation divisions and units for all the failures and defeats. The leadership of the occupying power began searching for the culprits following the best Stalinist traditions, the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine informs. Thus, Vice Admiral Igor Osipov, commander of the Black Sea Fleet, was removed from office and arrested for the heroic loss of Moskva cruiser, the pride of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Investigative actions were also initiated against the first Deputy Vice Admiral Sergei Pinchuk. Vladislav Yershov, who commanded the 6th Army of the Armed Forces of the Russian Federation, was removed from office for unprecedented losses of personnel, weapons, and military equipment. Lieutenant General Sergei Kissel, the commander of the 1st Guards Tank Army of the Western Military District, was dismissed for the same reasons. Contrary to the order of the top leadership, the general sent conscripts to carry out punitive operations in the territory of Ukraine. Due to unsatisfactory performance of the set tasks, Major General Arkady Marzoyev was removed from the post of commander of the 22nd Army Corps of the Southern Military District in Crimea. The commander of the 103rd Separate Brigade of Logistics, Colonel Mikhail Ponomarev, was also removed from office. All these demonstrative punishments only contribute to the spread of distrust among the occupiers towards their commanders. The military leaders of the aggressor country continue to impress the world with their incompetence and desire for self-destruction, the defense ministry stressed. Natalia Tolub,